There's been a lot of reaction today to the U.S. missile attack on a Syrian Air Force base. There's been praise. House Speaker Paul Ryan tweeted that the attack was appropriate and just, but Congresswoman Barbara Lee tweeted the strike was an act of war that needed congressional authorization. Much of the response is unfolding on social media, so let's bring in Femi Oke. She hosts the stream on Al Jazeera English and joins us from Washington. Femi, what other kind of reaction are you seeing online?
It's an ongoing conversation right now, maybe a battle between ideologies as well, internationally and domestically too. Sean Spicer, the press secretary for the Trump administration, shared a photograph just an hour or so ago. It's a White House photograph. In parentheses, he says, edited for security, at POTUS receives briefing on Syria military strike from national security team. It looks quite reminiscent of a photograph of the Obama administration when they had just ordered Osama bin Laden be taken down. So people are making that comparison between these two photographs. The photograph that Sean Spicer is showing is from Donald Trump's southern base, he likes to call it, in Florida. The other conversations that are going on right now, pushback from Russia on Facebook. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev says that right now, this missile strike has completely ruined relations between the U.S. and Russia. In his Facebook message, he says, the Trump administration proved that it will fiercely fight the legitimate Syrian government. Meanwhile, Syrian state TV is calling the missile attack an act of aggression. MSNBC live coverage is also making news, not because of the coverage, but because of something that Brian Williams said last night. He quoted Leonard Cohen. Let me quote him, quoting Leonard Cohen. Right. He says, I'm tempted to quote the great Leonard Cohen. I am guided by the beauty of our weapons. They are beautiful pictures of fearsome armaments. Twitter was not happy with the way he was describing this missile attack. And let me give you an example here. Yeah. Jay the Prophet says, the war hawks in the press are out. Watch them praise Trump at every stage.
Wow. So it is unfolding. It's a national conversation, international conversation. We want to hear more from you, but also just make sure we check in on some other news today from Twitter.
Sure.
Because it's withdrawing the lawsuit it filed earlier this week against the Department of Homeland Security. Now, Twitter had sued the department because it was trying to unmask, that word again, the identity of a Twitter user at @alt_USCIS. That is an Alternative U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. And a number of accounts popped up after President Trump took office and put limits on social media posts from some government agencies. And so here's this one that appears to be a government agency, very critical of Trump. The Homeland Department wanted to get the name. Twitter was going to sue, has withdrawn. Just very briefly, what's happened?
Sure. Twitter was asked for the name, the phone number, the mailing address, the IP address, the login, and also the identity behind this rogue Twitter account. They filed a suit to say, no, you can't do this. This is defending the First Amendment, free speech. The counsel for Twitter met the counsel for the Department of Homeland Security, and now they have dropped their case. They no longer are asking for this information. Twitter have withdrawn their case. So everybody is standing down, and anybody who has a rogue account, government account right now, you can breathe easily. Tweet on.
At least for today. Femi Oke, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. Thanks as always.
You're welcome, Robin.